Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this Monday, October 6, 2025. We have your host, James, here. I want to send a big shout-out to Crockett Septic. Big thank you to them for sponsoring the show. And a gigantic thank you to the Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen and Miss Wisconsin Rapids competitions. People that have been talking with us and been working with us to be able to get all these great contestants on the air with us. Today, we have two more contestants for the Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen competition. I'll let you introduce yourself so the audience can put a voice to the name.
Hi, everyone. My name is Isabel St. Myers. I'm 16 years old, and I'm a junior at Lincoln High School.
Thanks for being here, Isabel.
Hi, I'm Gianna Peters. I'm 16 years old and a junior at Assumption High School.
Gianna, thank you for being here as well. Good to have you guys back in studio again. And this is old hat for you. You've done this before, so you know how many silly questions I'm going to ask and what I'll do. But I would like to start off letting the audience get to know you a little. Can you tell us a little about yourself? What grade you're in and why you entered the competition?
I'm a junior at Lincoln High School, and I entered the competition because I was always a little cranberry cutie, and I looked up to so many of these young women, and I wanted to be that young woman in my community.
I started competing because I used to have a really low self-esteem. But learning about Ruby's experience and how many friendships that she's made has really inspired me to also want to compete and make the same friendships.
Great stuff. Thank you both for that. What are the benefits of being a part of the competition that you have found, Isabel?
Friendships are the first thing that I would say. You create so many amazing friendships with the young women that are a part of this program, and you're learning skills that you use on an everyday schedule, like interview and questions, and really just getting more confident in yourself.
And Gianna?
Yeah, I think friendship's the big thing. A lot of skills and also scholarships that will help with whatever you choose to do in your future. So it's just a lot of building up that you can use in your future.
As far as the talent portion of the competition, what will you be doing for your talent portion?
I'll be doing a jazz dance piece to the song Fire in My Soul because it connects to my CSI and it's just uplifting. I've been dancing since I was 3, so it's always been my passion.
Yeah, big fan of that style of dance too. That's really cool to hear. Awesome.
I'll be singing One Perfect Moment from the Broadway musical Bring It On. I love singing. I started singing after my mom was in a ton of musicals, and I've just kind of followed her footsteps in being a performer.
Great song, and that's going to sound good, I bet. Oh, that's very cool. Nicely done. Now, we know that from talking to a number of the contestants, one of the more important things is your CSI, your Community Service Initiative. What is your Community Service Initiative, Isabel?
My Community Service Initiative is Ignite Awareness, Fire Safety and Prevention, and it focuses on really just knowing fire safety skills and the things that are going to help you if you get into a fire or a situation like that.
And Isabel, is this one important to you? Just one that you thought needed attention?
Yeah, I feel like it needs attention in our community. And my dad is a firefighter paramedic, so it hits close to home to talk about this subject.
Well, and especially with that, you know a little bit more of what you're talking about than your average kid. So that's you're a great source for that. And agreed, a great topic to bring up. Yeah, Gianna?
My community service initiative is Feeding Our Future, promoting food accessibility. I started being a voice for those who faced hunger after learning my grandma's story. She grew up not really knowing what was going to be on the table. And then she started working at the neighborhood table, and I went with her one time, and I was just so happy to be there. And I love volunteering and just doing the best that I can for the community that raised me.
Very well said. And it's a great note, to not just to kids out there, but to us adults and everything. I was very similar. I was a little kid when my mom had me at a soup kitchen and handing out soup and everything. And to this day, it's one of my important causes to me is hunger and taking care of that. As adults, we get people, young kids interested in these things, and they take the ball and they run with it. It's a great note on that. What about what you're looking forward to as far as the competition goes? You don't have to pick just one thing or anything in general, but maybe just the idea of the event itself. But what is something that you're looking forward to about the event, Isabel?
I'm really looking forward to Tech Week. It's always my favorite because it's pretty much the show without all the pressure being on you. So we get to have fun, we eat snacks, and it's really just a good time.
I think Tech Week is like the best because we all form a good relationship during our rehearsals, but I think Tech Week, we all just get so much closer. And I'm also really excited for the interview phase of the competition and being able to talk to judges and just get them to know the true me.
Yeah, great answers, you two. Great stuff. And, you know, I will say that you have already grown just from last time you were here to now and stuff, and seeing that is so awesome. It never gets old. But it's also encouraging, I think, to anybody out there listening and saying that maybe, you know, they're a parent of somebody that wants to be a part of the competition. Maybe they've thought about it, but they just haven't jumped all in yet. So if there's a young girl out there listening and they came to you and asked, you know, why should I be a part of this? Or what would you say to them to encourage them to be a part of this great competition?
I would say absolutely be a part of this organization. There are so many amazing things and amazing role models throughout this entire program, and it's really just a fun time, and you won't have any regrets because you're learning skills that will take you throughout your life.
I would say there's nothing to lose. There's always something that you will gain, whether it's friendships, scholarships, skills, and just having a great time. I've seen so many improvements over the years of people competing, and improvements in the newer girls who were kind of unsure at first, but I've just seen them flourish into wonderful young women since then.
I've been really spoiled in this job. I've gotten to, for 9 years, interview contestants and see a lot of what you are talking about there. And when it comes to that, It's slight at times, and you don't notice it that well, but I do. I pick up on it because I see such a vast difference, and it's probably been a year since the last time I saw some of you and everything. And it's just night and day, the way that it does. I don't want to skate past the pageant, you know, scholarship money that is vitally important and certainly a great help and very much appreciated about the competition. The friendships and the fellowships that can be made, there's just not enough for that in life. And as my mom is screaming in the back of my head, more and more opportunities for women to support women. That's always a positive, always a great thing. But that part of that you mentioned there about the confidence, I bring this up a lot, and for a reason, because there's whatever you two go on to do, and you're going to do amazing things. Confidence is one of those things that you're going to want in that field, whatever it might be. And getting these early reps in the experiences, whether it's joining me on the air, answering my silly questions, or it's being part of the competition and really giving your all on that stage in front of a live audience. These are reps and these that you're going to probably do later in life at some point or another in your jobs. It's a great experience and a great opportunity for that as well. And really, I have yet 9 years to find any downside to this, doing these things. Encourage you to be a part of it, everybody, and certainly encourage all you adults out there, if you want to volunteer, help out the team that is putting this together, we encourage you to do that. Encourage you to find out more as well. You can do that and get your tickets by going to the MissWisconsinRapids.org. MissWisconsinRapids.org. Go ahead and head over there, get your tickets, and find out more. The Miss and Teen competitions happening October 25th over at the Performing Arts Center. Get your tickets and join them at the PAC for that. And again, you can find out more by going to MissWisconsinRapids.org. Encourage you to follow them on social media as well. Share what they're doing on your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise. Isabel, Gianna, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time. Good luck to you out there.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic.